line, a former state superintendent of schools for the state of Michigan. There are two items I didn't get a chance to chat with him about yesterday morning. Tom, how are you?
I'm great this morning, Tony. How are you?
Let's Make a Deal. I remember that TV show, and you think that Detroit is in a similar situation, and which door do you think that they will choose?
Well, yeah, they are. I mean, right now there's three choices that are in front of the governor, the mayor, and the city council, and they are a sensible consent agreement, one that's going to have to hold people accountable to manage the finances of the city. The second is an emergency manager. I mean, nobody seems to want to go there, but hopefully they won't. And third is bankruptcy, none of which are pleasant options for the city, but you've had decades of pretending and spending more than they're taking in, changes that have taken place, and not modifying your spending habits to keep up with that. So there's some very pleasant decisions that the governor is going to have to make by Thursday the 5th, Tigers opening day. Very tough decisions that are going to be made, but once again, the courts have intervened, and it looks like they may slow the process down once again.
What do you think is going to happen eventually?
Eventually, you can't pay your Visa with your MasterCard. So one of these options are going to happen. Either they're going to enter into an agreement where the city works with the state in order to work themselves out of this financial mess that has been created, or they're going to end up in an emergency manager or bankruptcy. Again, you can't get away from reality, and the reality is that the city's at the end of the rope on having resources. They're looking at payless paydays in the last less than a couple of months because they're running out of cash.
Tom, what is Community Living Services?
Community Living Services is a nonprofit organization in southeastern Michigan that provides housing and community supports to people with developmental disabilities. There's about 3,000 people in southeastern Michigan that they provide the services for, primarily people with developmental disabilities, but also they're serving people that are aging, and to provide supports in order to keep them in their homes or in the community. These are individuals that not too long ago, a couple decades ago, would have been in state institutions, costing the taxpayers an exorbitant amount of money and stripping people of a decent life. There's agencies like Community Living Services around the state. As you may recall, Tony, I was the state mental health director when there was a separate department of mental health, and we provided care for people with psychiatric and developmental disabilities. These are people that used to be in state institutions that are living healthy, community, normal lives in the community, attending our churches or going to the grocery store and being productive members of citizens because of great organizations like Community Living Services around the state.
Tom Watkins, the former state superintendent of schools, and we appreciate you as always. Thank you, sir.
It's always good to be with you, Tony. Thank you.